There are four miracles in the chapter today, but I decided that I would only look at the first one, mainly due to time, that was retold, the first story or the first miracle was retold by Dola. Last week we read about how Elijah was taken up to heaven, the prophet Elijah, and God provided a second prophet, if you like, the head of the prophets, in the man Elisha, to continue to do God's work on earth as God's prophetic messenger. And we need prophetic messengers. We have Jesus now, but people who speak, if you want to know what prophetic is, it is to speak a word from God, to speak God's word. So it's not surprising that when Jesus talks to his disciples and he's teaching them how to pray, that he talks about how they are blessed if they're persecuted, because so in like manner, so were the prophets persecuted before you. Saying that, you know, if you're to follow God and to speak God's words, you too are going to suffer persecution. And that comes on the end of Jesus saying, so pray for your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And so here, to be a prophetic person these days is to know the word of God and live the word of God and declare the word of God. And so God always has his people. But in the Old Testament, he used to raise up people who had a specific function as declaring the word of God, and that was Elijah. Last week we also saw that God had began to confirm his ministry through the prophet Elijah by working through him to purify some water that was making people sick, perhaps even stopping them from having children. And one of the first miracles that Elisha does is God uses him to purify the water, which is God, as it were, vindicating his ministry, much like in the New Testament where the early disciples went out after Jesus had been ascended to heaven. He went out and God, the Bible says that God did wonderful miracles through the apostles. Through the apostles, and when the apostles laid hand on people, they were healed. And so there are specific times throughout the Bible where there are clusters of miracles. Clusters of miracles. That's why a miracle is a miracle, because it's out of the ordinary. If miracles were common occurrence every day, every time, every all the time, they wouldn't be such a miracle. We just call them common occurrences. But there are clusters of miracles. Clusters of miracles around Moses. If you've been tracking with us for the last couple of years, the clusters around the prophets, clusters around the Lord Jesus' ministry, and then clusters around, just after that, around the apostles. And we still believe in miracles, but there's clusters, and God often uses miracles to confirm that he is doing something supernatural, that he is breaking in and doing something wonderful in time and history. And we see this particularly around the ministry of Elijah and Elisha. God also confirmed that God was with Elisha when these people were mocking the man of God, 42 youths. We looked at this last week, and two bears came out in obedience with that which you've given us. And Father, that we might hear more and more testimonies like we heard from your servant Bob, that would give you praise and honor. That even though we find life tough, we know we can praise you in all circumstances. And giving thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ in these circumstances. Father, we pray all these things in your glorious name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite the musicians to come forward as we